Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 25th of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
Okay, I'm Siobhan Clara Scola. I'm 21 and I'm from Cornwall.
And how are you doing today?
I'm good, a bit tired. I'm kind of nervous and excited at the same time, I think. Yep.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, my mum actually told me about it. She'd read about it, and obviously because I'm an art student, we do tend to sort of talk about things like that, and I just thought it'd be an interesting thing to apply for, really. So I sort of looked it up on the internet, and yeah, that was how.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Shocked to begin with. I didn't, when I applied for it, I just didn't think I'd have a chance. It's the sort of thing you apply for and, you know, don't expect to actually happen. So I was really shocked, but I didn't sort of hesitate. I accepted it straight away. So,
could you talk a little bit about your art? Are you still studying?
Yeah, I've just finished my second year of a fine art degree, so I've got 1 year left, and I do sort of mainly sculpture, but quite a lot of drawing as well, which is what I'm going to be doing on the plinth. I use charcoal and paint and stuff. I think. Because it would be easier today, I'm just using charcoal, and hopefully I can make something that I can work into sort of when I'm back at uni. So it's more just like sketches and things as a starting point, really.
Where do you normally draw your inspiration from?
Anything and everything, really. A lot of it is quite personal. I look at spaces a lot. That was one thing that kind of interested me about the plinth. I didn't want to use it as, you know, a plinth that would automatically give something importance in the way you would generally think of a plinth. I was more interested in it as a space in itself and sort of what you can see from there, really. So yeah, just kind of environments and rooms and things usually. So kind of spread out, obviously, to architecture is the room kind of thing in the square. So yeah, that's mainly what I do.
And a fine art degree, you kind of start off slightly broader and then you start specialising.
Yeah.
Which area is it? Is it just sculpture?
I've done a bit of everything, really. I was working a lot in installation, but I think, yeah, sculpture and drawing are sort of where I've ended up. I've kind of gone full circle trying everything and sort of coming back to what I started with. So yeah, I'm mainly sort of drawing and painting and sculpture now.
Can I just ask what your thoughts are on Anthony Gormley's work?
Yeah, well, I'd heard of his work, obviously, like, quite a while ago. And I've seen, I saw some of it at the Turner Prize retrospective, and I've seen the figures that he had around London, and obviously the Angel of the North and things like that. So yeah, I do, I really, as far as sculpture goes, I really do like his work, even though I'm usually not sort of a big fan of figures. I think it works really, really well, and he definitely has a sort of theme going, which seems to be very successful, so yeah, I am quite a fan of it, and that's why I was kind of excited to do something that, you know, was involved with someone who's so well known and kind of, yeah.
And what do you think of this project and its progress so far?
I think it's been really interesting. I mean, it's quite unpredictable, isn't it? I know it's meant to be sort of a portrait of Britain, but you can't, I mean, because it's so, everyone's randomly selected, you can't really tell until the end what it's going to be like. But yeah, I've been watching quite a lot of it on the internet and on the Sky Arts programmes and stuff. Yeah, it's been interesting.
And how do you think, as an individual, you're kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
Hopefully I will. I know a lot of people have done sort of sketching and painting and things from the plinth, but then obviously with sort of making art, everybody's is different anyway, isn't it? So yeah, I hope that my hour is, you know, appealing and people are actually kind of genuinely want to know what I'm doing up there. So hopefully I will make a good contribution to it.
And are you doing it for anyone in particular or just yourself?
No, I don't think. I've kind of got this new way of thinking now, sort of recently, that I've just thought, well, like, everything that's a chance to do something a bit different, I'm just going to go for it. and this was just another thing really on that list. So I suppose in a certain way it is just for myself, because you know, it's just to do something different.
And can I ask you a little bit about your interests? I know you're arty, but any other interests that you kind of pursue?
I read a lot, literature, independent cinema, things like that, really general, anything a bit cultural. I do a lot of travelling. Sports sometimes, I play tennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
And could you talk a little bit about your background, where you grew up? Where you live now?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Cornwall. I'm in a really sort of small village, kind of in the middle of nowhere in Cornwall. So obviously when I was growing up, I like all the sort of St Ives art scene and everything. And then now I go to the Arts Institute of Bournemouth, so it's sort of slightly different there. It's really good being so close to London as well, because you can sort of come in for the day, and obviously this is sort of the cultural centre, so it's so that's really handy, and it's definitely different sort of living in somewhere bigger and with more going on and stuff. So I'm really enjoying that at the moment.
Yeah. And do you think this experience will have an effect on you?
I hope so. Hopefully it will have an effect on my work as well. Like, I think it's just sort of a once in a lifetime thing to be able to stand up there for, you know, for an hour on your own, and you know, actually be allowed to do it as well. Hopefully it will have an effect on my work and things as well. Just it'll just be nice to sort of be there on my own and get some work done, and then hopefully work from there really.
What do you think this project has brought to the city?
To London? I think obviously there's a lot of attention on the square now. I don't know whether it's all been sort of good responses to it, but I think anything that sort of makes it, you know, brings it into the public eye is a good thing really. Today I've got some people coming to support me today who wouldn't necessarily come to London sort of on a regular basis. So in that respect, I think it's bringing people in, definitely. And also, I think it's a good thing for arts here in general. I mean, if people are coming to watch that, then they might think, oh, you know, we'll go into the National Gallery, we'll go into it. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. And obviously you're quite involved in the art scene. Do you think it is important that we're making art, contemporary art, more accessible to everybody?
I do, actually. I think especially, I mean, here, I think it's easier here with all obviously the Tate and National Gallery, and everything's pretty much free, isn't it? Except for sort of specific exhibitions you want to go and see. I think that's a really good thing, because people, you are much more likely to go in, and you know, if you've got half an hour to spare and it's there, and I think it's definitely a good thing. And they're doing lots of educational programs and stuff for children, which is always good, sort of growing. I think if you sort of start from when you're young, you've probably got more of an appreciation of it when you're older. So I think it's definitely a good thing.
And what career-wise, do you know what you want to do? Not really.
No. After I graduate, I'm taking a year out after I graduate. I'm trying to get some work experience or anything art-related. Not necessarily practicing art. I'm quite interested in the whole sort of gallery system as well. So I'm gonna try and get some work in some galleries, and then hopefully, if I get onto it, I want to do an MA in art history. So I'll be applying for that sort of the year after then. But as far as after that, no, we don't really know at all.
So on the plinth, what exactly are you taking up with you?
I'm taking a big roll of paper and some charcoal, just like general drawing materials and stuff. I am going to take my camera as well, just documenting really. Definitely not my phone or anything. I don't really want any people sort of interrupting me while I'm up there. Just drawing materials really, and that hopefully, like with the roll of paper, if I can just keep drawing for the hour and just sort of, you know, see how much I can get done really.
And what are you wanting to use as your subject matter?
I don't know, because to be honest, it's hard to know until you get up there what you can actually see. I'm hoping that I'll be close enough to actually see people as well, and then I can sort of maybe do some quick portraits and things, but I think mainly it's going to be the architecture in Trafalgar Square. Yeah.
Are you wanting to engage with people as well?
To a certain extent, I suppose, because if they can see what I'm drawing, then that is, I mean, if they've think something about it, they're probably going to let me know. So in that respect, yes, but I'm not sort of concerned with, you know, entertaining them really in any way, so just see what happens, I guess.
And have you brought anybody with you today?
I brought my mum with me, yeah. And yeah, some of my sort of family who live in London, and also my sister's coming up as well from Devon, so they'll all be supporting me, even if there's no one else there. Just
And will there be many people watching you online?
My dad at home is watching me online, and I think some of my friends are. Hopefully, if they've got up in time, they should be.
Yeah. And what would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I think at the moment, just sort of, I want to, you know, concentrating on my uni work and stuff, and just trying to, like I said, do everything I have the opportunity to do, really, make the most of it.
How long is your course at university?
Well, it's a degree, 3 years, so I've got 1 year left now, yeah.
And have you developed a particular style yet?
I think so. I think it's always good when you sort of look at your work and you can see that it's clearly all done, you know, you can tell what's yours and what's other people's, if you know what I mean. I think I do have my own sort of style now, which has sort of just developed. So yeah, I think I have sort of got into the groove of it now, which is a good thing. Because, I mean, there's so much experimentation and things at the start that it's nice to be able to sort of know now what you can and can't do, and, you know, try to improve on what you can do, really. Yeah.
And what was your latest project or your last art project?
I did an exhibition in Bournemouth just before we left for the summer. That was the last one that we did. And it was actually an installation that I did that was all to do with sort of memory and decay, but it was kind of an environment as well. I set up a picnic set, and I'd made the picnic blanket, and I'd woven it out of lots and lots of flowers, like really dense. It was quite a big blanket, and sort of set it up with picnic things. And the exhibition went on for a few weeks, and over the course of it, it sort of slowly died and kind of rotted away. It looked a bit sad at the end, but yeah, that was the last piece of work that I did.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Is there anything you'd like to add about your hour?
No, I think that's it.